Last month, the Federal Communications Commission revamped the Universal Service Fund, which subsidizes telephone service in much of rural Alaska. It wants part of that $8 billion fund, which comes right out of telephone bills across the country, to be used to expand broadband access in rural areas. But the commission is using a different standard to define broadband in communities whose internet access comes by satellite. We have a closer look from Unalaska member station KUCB's Stephanie Joyce.
The Federal Communications Commission is trying to address internet inequality on a national scale by shifting $4.5 billion in government subsidies toward internet-based systems. The commission released the full Connect America reform order last month. The basic gist is that telephone companies are going to have to offer affordable broadband to their customers if they want to continue receiving federal funding. That's a big deal for Alaska, where less than 75% of residents have access to broadband. What qualifies as broadband, though, will be different for Alaskan communities served by satellite, which includes most communities off the road system. In general, the commission is calling for providers to have minimum download speeds of 4 megabits per second. That's fast enough to stream high-definition video. It's also already the standard in most urban areas. But the commission determined that requiring 4 megabits per second in communities off the fiber network was unreasonable. Here's FCC spokesperson Mark Wigfield.
We tried to be flexible. We want to make sure that everyone has broadband, but we also have to make sure that we don't break the bank or impose unrealistic requirements on providers in the process.
So they set the speed requirement considerably lower, only 1 megabit. Dave Goggins is vice president of operations at Tel Alaska, which provides both telephone and internet services in Unalaska. Goggins says 1 megabit is triple the speed his company currently offers residential customers.
So the demands continue to be more and more, but our base customers' numbers remain the same.
Goggins says Tel Alaska would need to purchase at least $40,000 per month in additional bandwidth to get community-wide internet speeds up to 1 megabit. But others are more optimistic. Heather Hudson is director of the Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage. She sees potential in the reforms for more efficient use of subsidies and, as a result, faster, cheaper telecommunications.
It's going to take some probably innovative thinking about both the technology and the business models, but I really do think that they can work and that there's enough flexibility in how the decision is written and the details that have not yet been decided that it can be fine-tuned for the Alaska context.
The FCC is taking public comment on the reforms through January 18th. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.